96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Tony Evers is urging the Trump administration to drop plans to rescind the 2001 roadless rule affecting the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. In a letter to U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, Evers says nearly 70,000 acres of land in the forest and surrounding ecosystems would lose protections if the rule is repealed. The roadless rule, created by the U.S. Forest Service, limits logging and new road construction in designated areas, aiming to protect some of the nation's least disturbed forests. The Shawamigan-Nicolet spans more than 1 million acres across 11 counties. Evers says the rule protects backcountry lands from unnecessary road building and timber harvesting while supporting outdoor recreation like hunting, fishing, and hiking. He also criticized the proposal, saying there is no clear justification for the change. Several tribal nations and organizations, including the St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin and the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, are also opposing the proposal and calling for more input in decisions affecting their lands. Conservative businessman and corporate attorney Paul Wasgren has announced he is suspending his campaign for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Wasgren says he will instead focus on supporting Republican efforts across the state and expanding his involvement with the Catholic Church. In a statement, he said his campaign has never been about a position or a paycheck, but about serving Wisconsin families and growing the state's economy. He also said a costly primary would only benefit Democrats and called on Republicans to prioritize party unity following the spring election results. Wasgren will continue serving as chair of the Republican Party of Ashland County. He also says he will support Congressman Tom Tiffany's campaign for governor, speaking to groups across Wisconsin in support of Tiffany's bid. His departure leaves 4 Republicans still seeking the 7th District nomination. This Saturday is Drug Take Back Day, giving Northwoods residents a chance to safely dispose of expired or unused medications. The nationwide event lets people drop off medications at designated sites with no questions asked. Health officials say unused prescriptions can be dangerous if they fall into the wrong hands, and proper disposal helps prevent misuse and keeps communities safe. Accepted items include prescription and over-the-counter medications, pet medications, and other common household medications, including inhalers, creams, patches, and liquids. Vape pens are also accepted if batteries are removed. Items not accepted include illegal drugs, sharp, aerosol cans, and household hazardous waste. In Sawyer County, drop-offs will be available at the Sheriff's Department in Hayward from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., as well as the LCO Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the Winter Co-op from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. In Ashland County, both the Sheriff's Department and Ashland Police Department offer 24-hour drop-boxes. And in Price County, the Sheriff's Office also has a 24/7 drop-box, while the Park Falls Police Department accepts medications Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Residents are encouraged to take advantage of these locations to safely clear out old medications year-round. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning residents about a new wave of phishing scams targeting Wisconsin drivers. Officials say scammers are posing as the DMV, sending messages that appear official and warn of things like a pending license suspension or violations. The messages often urge immediate action, like making a payment or clicking a link, but officials say they are not legitimate. They say the goal is to trick people into sharing personal information or visiting fraudulent websites. The DMV is reminding residents to be cautious of unsolicited text or emails, avoid clicking suspicious links, and never provide personal information to unknown sources. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Tony Evers is urging the Trump administration to drop plans to rescind the 2001 roadless rule affecting the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. In a letter to U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, Evers says nearly 70,000 acres of land in the forest and surrounding ecosystems would lose protections if the rule is repealed. The roadless rule, created by the U.S. Forest Service, limits logging and new road construction in designated areas, aiming to protect some of the nation's least disturbed forests. The Shawamigan-Nicolet spans more than 1 million acres across 11 counties. Evers says the rule protects backcountry lands from unnecessary road building and timber harvesting while supporting outdoor recreation like hunting, fishing, and hiking. He also criticized the proposal, saying there is no clear justification for the change. Several tribal nations and organizations, including the St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin and the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, are also opposed opposing the proposal and calling for more input in decisions affecting their lands. Conservative businessman and corporate attorney Paul Wasgren has announced he is suspending his campaign for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Wasgren says he will instead focus on supporting Republican efforts across the state and expanding his involvement with the Catholic Church. In a statement, he said his campaign has never been about a position or a paycheck, but about serving Wisconsin families and growing the state's economy. He also said a costly primary would only benefit Democrats and called on Republicans to prioritize party unity following the spring election results. Wasgren will continue serving as chair of the Republican Party of Ashland County. He also says he will support Congressman Tom Tiffany's campaign for governor, speaking to groups across Wisconsin in support of Tiffany's bid. His departure leaves four Republicans still seeking the 7th District nomination. This Saturday is Drug Take Back Day, giving Northwoods residents a chance to safely dispose of expired or unused medications. The nationwide event lets people drop off medications at designated sites with no questions asked. Health officials say unused prescriptions can be dangerous if they fall into the wrong hands, and proper disposal helps prevent misuse and keeps communities safe. Accepted items include prescription and over-the-counter medications, pet medications, and other common household medications, including inhalers, creams, patches, and liquids. Vape pens are also accepted if batteries are removed. Items not accepted include illegal drugs, sharps, aerosol cans, and household hazardous waste. In Sawyer County, drop-offs will be available at the Sheriff's Department in Hayward from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., as well as the LCO Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the Winter Co-op from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. In Ashland County, both the Sheriff's Department and Ashland Police Department offer 24-hour drop-boxes. And in Price County, the Sheriff's Office also has a 24/7 drop-box, while the Park Falls Police Department accepts medications Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Residents are encouraged to take advantage of these locations to safely clear out old medications year-round. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning residents about a new wave of phishing scams targeting Wisconsin drivers. Officials say scammers are posing as the DMV, sending messages that appear official and warn of things like a pending license suspension or violations. The messages often urge immediate action, like making a payment or clicking a link, but officials say they are not legitimate. They say the goal is to trick people into sharing personal information or visiting fraudulent websites. The DMV is reminding residents to be cautious of unsolicited text or emails, avoid clicking suspicious links, and never provide personal information to unknown sources. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Nearly 200 jobs are going away in western Wisconsin as Polaris plans to shut down its Osceola plant. The company says 189 workers will be affected. Layoffs will begin this summer and continue into early 2027 as operations wind down. The facility is located in Polk County near the Twin Cities. State officials were notified of the planned closure this week. Even after all the recent rain, fire danger is rising again across much of Wisconsin. State data shows 57 counties now under high fire risk and 15 at very high risk. The DNR says there were still 50 wildfires last week that burned more than 150 acres. Officials warn dry air, wind, and debris from recent storms could make conditions worse. They're urging people to use extreme caution and avoid burning on windy days. Three Democrats running in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District took on campaign cash and political influence at a recent forum in Stevens Point. Former Eau Claire City Council Emily Burge criticized party leaders for talking about overturning Citizens United while supporting a candidate with the biggest fundraising haul. Fellow candidate Rebecca Cook, who raised $2.4 million in the first quarter, said she supports ending Citizens United and banning stock trading by members of Congress. Former Ho-Chunk Nation Representative Rodney Rave also took part in the event, which is part of a series of forums before the August primary. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon into tonight. And there could be some locally heavy rain, especially overnight tonight. So be weather aware. Our high today, 76. Tonight, down into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, scattered rain with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.